3, no Zay Flowers at practice for the Ravens. Chargers officially signed Ezekiel Elliott.
Fox Sports update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new daily specials. And check out the great new golf shop. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. Following congressional votes on year-end legislation, National Corn Growers Association President Ken Hartman says growers are disappointed about no year-round access to E15. He says, "We thought it would be in the end-of-year legislation," adding this no-cost provision would have provided a market-driven solution to farmers experiencing low corn prices. The NCGA is calling on legislators to address this as quickly as possible in the new Congress and fix it once and for all. 56% of agricultural economists in the latest monthly monitor say U.S. ag ended 2024 in a recession. The newest monthly monitor asked economists what they'll be watching for in the new year. One of the biggest is the potential of a prospective tariff war, which they say is being downplayed despite published research measuring the expected damage. They're also looking at farmer attitudes towards non-traditional land uses to help boost incomes. The prospect of new tariff disputes when Donald Trump returns to the White House has the global economy in an uncertain position. Foreign Policy News says the outcome of the 2024 election cycle promises to bring a significant change to the federal government's approach to everything, including international trade, immigration, energy exploration, and rural economic development. The high level of policy uncertainty is adding to headwinds rural America already faces.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation. The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A choppy trading session with stocks falling, hotter than expected data on job openings and business prices is feeding into investors' fears about stubborn inflation. There were 8.1 million open positions at the end of November, according to the Labor Department, suggesting that the jobs market stabilized somewhat after a summer slowdown. On a separate note, a survey of service sector purchasing managers showed that business activity rose in December from the previous month, and so did costs. Moderna stock is spiking over 10%. The vaccine maker is one of a few drug companies currently developing a vaccine for the bird flu, which is spreading rapidly in North America. M&M's is getting ready for Valentine's Day and launching limited edition strawberries and cream candies. The pink and red candy coated M&M's are filled with white chocolate and what M&M's is calling a dreamy strawberry twist. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Trust 'Em Will knows that we'll all eventually need a will. How about right now? Trust 'Em Will makes creating your will easy, like while you're lounging on the couch easy. Trust 'Em Will is designed by attorneys but customized by you, and all documents are state-specific and secure. Find your plan at TrustEmWill.com and use offer code RADIO now for 10% off. That's TrustEmWill.com, offer code RADIO. Trust 'Em Will is an online estate planning service. Visit TrustEmWill.com for details.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
What happens to citizen participation when government units consolidate? I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
Yesterday, I discussed a study on local government reform which must have confounded the liberal establishment wherever it was read because it gave the lie to that old saw that only big government can meet the needs of the people. The study to which I refer was done, I must admit, by a task force I appointed in 1973 when I was still governor of California. It was and is one of those rarities, a study done by a group of independent experts that came up with answers totally contrary to the conventional wisdom of our day. Some of these answers it found are worth repeating because they reflect feelings the average man finds difficult to express, and when he does express them, finds all too often that those in authority will not listen. For instance, the study found that the average citizen's satisfaction with government increases as the size of the governmental unit gets smaller. He also found that there's a strong desire among the people for decentralizing governmental authority and responsibility. In large central cities, there's also a significant demand for some form of neighborhood organization to affect the delivery of public goods and services. Power to the people, it seems, is more than just a radical slogan. It's also a need felt by a good many citizens. The study also finds that there's a strong preference by citizens toward maintaining the autonomy of local governments and that they want to decide the structure of their local government at the ballot box rather than through the legislature or even through appointed local officials. Our study also took a look at local government reform in socialist Sweden, where they reduced the number of local governments from 2,500 to 250. They found that these things resulted. Voter participation in local elections declined. Citizen participation in volunteer civic and service organizations declined. Local elected officials began to differ markedly from the bulk of their constituents and tended to follow the dictates of their consciences rather than the wishes of their constituents. And finally, the resistance of elected officials to spending programs decreased. It's all quite reminiscent of what's been happening here in America in recent years as government has grown bigger and more powerful. Here, too, voter participation has been declining. Fewer and fewer people are taking an interest in volunteer activities. It's easier to let the government do it. Too often our elected officials cease to represent us and instead inflict their views on us. And finally, you may have noticed, the bigger government gets, the bigger a chunk of our income it takes, and the more it spends on your behalf, whether you want it or not. A little bit of Sweden, it appears, is a little bit of knowledge. It can be a dangerous thing to our heritage of keeping government close, responsive, and responsible to the people. We've already lost a lot of that heritage. Only we, the people, can make sure that we don't lose it all. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
Protecting what matters on the right choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM with Barry Fisher. Advice and information on protecting what matters most in today's world. Brought to you by Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers and their new associate, Heather Bordan, serving the commercial insurance needs of businesses on the Central Coast.
It's Tuesday. It's 1230. The Bear is back in the building. Happy New Year to everybody. Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. PWM is the broadcast that helps you become better shoppers and buyers of services and products to protect various aspects of your life, health, and property. We also explore current events, our history, community, institutions, and local treasures that are notable and worth preserving. We have an eclectic group of guests today. First, we're going to talk with Gary Whiting and Rebecca Lundy, who are local fitness trainers and authorities on all things fitness. We're going to talk about keeping your fitness and diet New Year's resolutions, the benefits of high-intensity resistance training and how it works, and an upcoming complimentary fitness seminar demonstrations that they're going to be holding at the Paso Robles Sports Club on January 12th and 26th. We'll get right back to that. Rebecca and Gary, welcome back to Protecting What Matters.
Hello, Barry.
Thank you.
You're glad you're here. And at 1 o'clock, and I don't know how this happened, you know, Gary and Rebecca also do horse massage. We are going to have Nate Santos at 1 o'clock, who is part of the family that owns Ranchos Los Santos, which is the home of the famous dancing horses. So I actually got to go see the horses on Sunday. They're pretty amazing. And Nate's going to talk about how their family business there. And then he is actually a self-trained and a skilled tradesman. He's a plumber, and he's a young man, and he started his own business about a few years ago. And I want to talk to him about how younger people, millennials and Gen Zers, are taking to the trades now. They're forgoing college and going right into the trades. And he's got a great story. And then we're going to throw a few plumbing tips in there at the end of the show to help you out. So we've got all kinds of interesting topics here for you. Call in with questions or comments, 805-238-5775-238-KPRL. So let's start. Gary, you've been on the show before. Why don't you just give us the Crib Notes version of your background in training and how you got started in it and so on and so forth.
Okay, Barry. 1961, I started lifting weights. I went to Coach Union High School. I started lifting weights when it wasn't even fashionable, and I had to create my own rather sketchy little workout equipment. My father tried to talk me out of it. Didn't work. So then I moved on, and then I went to Washington, D.C. in 1960. What was that? Graduated 62? Must have been 63. To the Naval School of Music, and they had a great gym there. And I went to Vic Taney's club there, and I go, oh, I could die in this place. It was beautiful, chrome weights, nice equipment rather than what I had. Well, I just kept training, and it was unusual to find a musician that was into bodybuilding and powerlifting. Well, I gathered a little following there in Washington, D.C., started doing personal training. It just led to a way of life. And eventually, when I put the massage into the program, I got involved with working with world-class athletes in 1986. Mm-hmm. And it's just been
going from there.
Yeah.
And you're still going. How old are you now?
81.
Wow. You don't look a day over 79. No, just kidding.
Well, okay, I'll take that.
All right. Anyway, and Rebecca, you actually were a collegiate athlete at Purdue University. Tell us what were your sports?
I ran cross country and track and field.
Okay. Any particular track and field events?
Yeah. So I started out in the long distance, the mile and the 2 mile, and then as I got faster, and actually that's where I learned about weightlifting, and I could tell a difference in my speed when they were just scratching the surface back then. And I became faster, coaches noticed, and they started to move me up to the shorter distances. And I actually ended my career there as an 800 runner.
Well, that's great. And you are a certified personal trainer, NASM. What does that stand for again?
The National Academy of Sports Medicine.
Okay. And you use that for people and horses.
Yeah, I guess you could. Everything applies across the board.
Well, that's great. All right. Well, so the first thing we want to chat about is our next holiday, which is January 10th. It's called Quitter's Day. All right. And believe it or not, so that's at the end of the week. And there was a study that was done back in 2019 by some sports network of athletes. And they found that people who New Year's resolutions to get fit or lose weight or get healthier, they generally quit by the second week of the second Friday of the year. So I think we're there now almost. So what's your experience with the New Year's resolutions, and how do you advise your trainees, the people you're training, how do you advise them so that they don't quit? Either one.
Well, I have seen this phenomenon, but there's a reason for it. I've seen this for years. And the way it usually works is people get bored because they're not making progress. You come in, you have good intentions. You come in, they put your zip-zop wonderful trainer, and we're going to give you our best trainer to give you a program. Well, you're excited. And they give you a program, the trainer walks away, and you're doing the same exact thing week after week after week. There's no progress. The problem is they're not seeing progress. When you see progress, you become addicted, and you become very motivated. You have to see progress.
Yeah. What have you found in training people, Rebecca?
Well, even in watching myself over the years, picking up something new and trying something, I'm sure I fall into the same category as everyone else, where if you don't see progress in something, you can't find yourself making it work or making it fit in your time frame. Mm-hmm. You start to lose momentum.
Right.
And that's a problem for all of us. So I think that, like Gary was saying, the most important thing when someone starts something fitness-wise is make sure you're plugged into the right place. Have a community around you that keeps you motivated to get there. And if you're taking on a fitness program, if you're going to start something, then talk to your trainer and tell them that you need to see progress.
And I'm guessing, too, people's expectations have to be realistic, though.
They absolutely
shouldn't, and that's part of setting the right kind of goal setting. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes, because everybody's start level is different. Their ability to maintain, mm-hmm, is going to be different. Their lifestyle is different. The different draws they have on their energy is different. So you, as a trainer, you kind of really need to get to know your client so that you can build a program that's going to every week inspire them, mm-hmm, let them see their progress, and meet with them every week and ask them the questions, and make sure you're both heading towards that same goal.
Mm-hmm. Do you see a big uptick of folks showing up at the sports club at the end of the year and early in the year, this time of year?
Yes, and we have some specials going on there, and part of my job is to call people and see if they're interested in using their free training pass, and then I use that time to assess and see what they're looking for and how they can actually achieve their goals there at the sports club.
Right. So Gary, I first heard about you with your advertising on KPRL about old farts don't drool, they rule. And now you've kind of expanded this program to men and women, correct?
Yes, I was talking to Rebecca about this. I said, we've got to come up with something for the women. They're being left out. Old fartsies, old farts. what do you do?
I don't know if we can say that on air, Gary.
Okay, scratch that. So Rebecca came up with this thing called old parts.
Old parts.
I go, okay, I'll do the old parts with an F in front of the P.
P-H-A-R-T-S.
And she'll do the parts. So she takes the women, I take the men. Well, we work with both. But
right.
So yes, we've expanded it. We've dropped the age level from 70. I wanted 70. She says, how about 65?
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I did not make that change easily. I just want you to know that, Barry. No.
Well, and again, but going back to the quitting issue, I mean, if you got a workout buddy,
mm-hmm,
that makes attaining those goals easier, doesn't it?
Oh, I've got to tell you, we were just talking about this morning. I've been lifting weights since 1961. Well, we're a long way down the road, and I can tell you the benefits are just astronomical. But Rebecca and I were talking about body buddies, how enjoyable it is for she and I to work out together. Because she trains like a world-class athlete. I can train her to the max, and she doesn't give up. She just keeps driving. So she has the background. So she drives, I drive, we push each other. And I was told years ago by a man, he says, if you and your wife are ever having problems, build a house together and see the best in each other. Well, you can take and apply that same thing to work together, push each other, do something together.
Good.
So maybe you guys out there, you and your wives can consider this.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the core of your training program is high intensity resistance training, HURT. I think that acronym makes sense. HURT.
Yes, but not harm.
Not
right,
hurt,
Gary?
Not,
not harm.
That's correct.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, describe this. And actually, Gary, you have a great story about Arnold Schwarzenegger and another athlete that you trained.
Yes.
And so this is kind of the difference, right? You know, this kind of sets it up. Is it, as opposed to, you know, if it's high intensity resistance training versus HIIT, right? Which is another type of training. What does HIIT stand for again?
That's high intensity interval training.
Yes, mm-hmm. Correct. So those are the two types of basic training everybody's doing now, right?
Yeah, and they overlap. Yeah.
Well, let me give you a case in point here. I'm going to read something. There was a comparison between Casey Viator and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Both gifted athletes were both using steroids. Casey trained 6 hours or 12 half-hour workouts in 1 month, period, and gained 63 pounds of recall muscle and lost 17 pounds of body fat. Arnold trained 288 hours for his 25 pounds of recall muscle. Casey reached his all-time best body weight. Arnold did not. Arnold trained 4 hours each day for 6 days a week. He simply overtrained and failed to get optimum results. This is not unusual with trainers. They are simply following the thinking of the crowd, and they have been for years. And they're going, welcome to Happy Gary's House of Horrors, the ultimate trainer. And I always offered a money-back guarantee on my younger athletes. If I could not double their strength in 4 weeks, I would write them a check for everything they paid me. John Orton, a catcher for the Angels, he said, how come our trainers don't know this? Mm-hmm. I said, they're not on the street. They're waiting for stuff to come out of the institutions, the science in the laboratories or wherever they may be doing this stuff. The best science, of course, we know what science is. It reproduces itself over and over and proves it gets the same results. The best science is what happens is what's taking place on the streets. This high-intensity training I learned over 40 years ago from Mike Mincer, who I was training in Olympic lifting. So the street science is always what works out there is where I've been. Rebecca, she's into the more, she's got her experiences as well.
Right. So what is the science behind this? Why does it work?
We're going to let Rebecca take care of it.
So high-intensity resistance training. When you're doing that with higher weights or higher intensity, you can achieve that with lower weights but slower movement. Anything that puts your weight or your muscles under stress for a duration, that, and you're doing it like very intensely, that is what creates lean muscle mass. That is what creates an increase in human growth hormone, which is beneficial for both men and women. It's the intensity from which you work under. Gary says this all the time, is whatever demand you put on the body, it will respond. Mm-hmm. And we should be thankful that we're built that way, because it makes it very easy to go in, if you have the knowledge, go in and create a better body. So it's very simple. I'm not going to say it's easy, but it's very simple to do it. And I like that they've have the HURT and the HIIT acronyms. Now, that high intensity interval training can be achieved in your workout, in your HURT workout, because the HURT workout just uses the weights. The HIIT, you can use hills, sprints, battle ropes. I mean, there's all kinds of things where you can get that cardio part.
Right.
But it will show up in your HURT training. Mm-hmm. So I like to do the high intensity resistance training because it encompasses all.
All right. And what are, let's talk about the benefits for men and women. Who wants to take men? What are the benefits for men?
I guess that's, since I'm classified as in the man's department. I guess that would be me.
It depends on how you identify.
I identify as a man. Well, the confidence is one. Developing a strong body. So if you fall, you can bounce back up. I ride motorcycles, and I fall off motorcycles. I live up in the mountains, and oftentimes I go down, and I have a martial arts background, so I can go into a shoulder roll and get right back up without thinking about it. But the muscle protects the skeletal system. And so it gives you confidence. It improves your posture. It improves the dynamics of your thinking. You can go into a gym dead tired and come out feeling like you are in charge of the world.
Well, it improves testosterone levels too,
yes,
correct?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, touching a little bit on this high intensity, the comparison I gave between Arnold Schwarzenegger and Casey Viator is a good point. Arnold simply overtrained, which sets you up for failing as far as damaging muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Too much training. You can do a great workout in 30 minutes. And people say, I don't know, I can't imagine that. Oh, I can't miss a workout. Yeah. Yes, you can. You need to miss a workout to get stronger. Because if you overtrain the muscle, if you take it to failure, that's one thing. If you take it to, what's the other word? You got failure and exhaustion. You never want to exhaust the muscle, because that's when you set yourself up for weaknesses.
Yeah.
But a failed muscle under control, emphasis on the negative resistance, is going to offer you 40% more increase in power and development. So you can emphasize the negative resistance and get a better workout than if you do not use or emphasize the negative resistance.
Let me get to, because we're coming up on a break here. What are the benefits for women?
Similar.
Okay.
Hormone balancing, they're finding out, there are studies out that are proving that it is very beneficial. And they did it with women who had polycystic ovary syndrome, and their hormones, it's so sad, they're really out of whack when they hit that point. And they are finding that even benefits something that is so strung out. Mm-hmm. The hormone system is so strung out that it's bringing it back into balance. Mm-hmm. So that also increase in lean muscle mass. You're going to lose fat. Right. And better sleep. And like he said, better posture.
Right.
Yep.
Well, and I think one of the big things about this is it really helps with core strength, correct?
Oh, you will get core strength.
Yeah. Yes. And we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, that as we get older, one of the biggest issues we have are balance issues. Okay. So how does this play into all of that?
The workouts can be created. Like I have two clients that I'm working with right now, where a big part of leg day for them is me focusing on their ability to balance, the ability to get up and down off the floor quickly, safely, and putting them under duress in weird positions so that they always feel strong. No matter how they fall, they've always got the side muscles, whatever muscles they need to get back up.
I think that's really important. Do you guys get much into supportive nutrition in the program?
When people ask, yes, we like to tell them, but that's a difficult, because there's so much out there.
Yeah.
It's a difficult one to broach. That would take a whole other show.
it's personalized. Too.
It is.
It's so individualized. Everybody's metabolism is different. But you are big on blue-green algae. You want to touch on that again, Gary?
Yes. How much time do we have?
About a minute. And you just
okay,
used 30
I would
seconds
like to
of.
Touch on something. If we can touch on that, I'd like to explain something a little bit
sure.
more after that. Blue-green algae out of Klamath Lake is the best algae on the planet. It's a superfood, and I've used it with my world-class athletes and myself for years.
Yeah. All right. We'll come back to that, because, I mean, it kind of ties into the amino acid discussion. And, again, but this is all great information, folks. I hear that the bumper music coming up, so we'll be back in about 2 minutes, so please stand by.
Great Body Shop.
I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. Work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And thanks to you, Scott, from Atascadero, for the nice words about Davis Body Shop. However, Scott is not the only one who feels that way about Davis Body Shop. Listen to what Peggy C. has to say.
Our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
And Davis Body Shop has a 100% guarantee. Davis Body Shop, Atascadero, and Davis Body Shop, Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. We're visiting with Gary Whiting and Rebecca Lundy, who are two local. They are local high-intensity resistance training authorities. Call in with questions or comments, 805-238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's go back here. Rebecca remembered something during the break about human growth hormone.
Yes, when you asked what are the benefits of this type of training, I had failed to mention that for both men and women, you will see a marked increase in the human growth hormone.
Then what is that?
It's IGH factor, I think it's called. So it is something that creates vitality in the body. It's a build and repair hormone.
Right.
Whereas a lot of our diseases that happen when we're older are about degenerating. Mm-hmm. And we lose that human growth hormone over time. So this is an excellent way to keep that in your system longer and at a higher level.
Okay. And then, Gary, did you have anything else you wanted to add about the blue-green algae?
The way blue-green algae came into the picture, a fellow named Daryl Coleman, a biologist, was looking for something that could feed the world children.
Mm-hmm.
And he went and he heard about blue-green algae. He looked into it. And he started going from lake to lake, and he found Klamath Lake had the best algae on the market. So he created a company called Celtec at that time. And that was where blue-green algae became famous, was through Daryl Coleman.
Okay. And again, this is another an amino acid. It's rich in amino acids. And so from my research, and I also kind of hang out with a bunch of young guys that are totally into this weightlifting stuff now. I mean, they've gotten me. I haven't tried the amino acid thing. I'm going to look into that. But, I mean, they've got me doing, you know, whey protein, collagen, peptides, and creatine. You know, all proteins, because I'm an old guy, so I need the extra protein to build the lean muscle mass. I was working out and nothing was getting nowhere fast, you know, and I have found over the last few months of doing this that it really is a benefit for me anyway. But again, this is all very personalized stuff. You really should be careful and do your own research on it. So, all right, let's move into your new training program for men and women ages 65 plus, which I think is a good idea. And say, heck with you, Gary. And high level, what does this training look like? And then how do you individualize it? What kind of time commitment? And then tell us about what you've got planned for the 12th and the 26th.
So this type of training can be individualized. It sounds like when you say high intensity and someone says, oh, no, my body, I've had the surgery. I've had, my doctor says this, that that part does not matter because we take you where you're at, and your high intensity may be and it will be completely different from anybody else's high intensity. And that's what we try to figure out with you at the time. And we work through things and get you to maximizing your movement even in the first session. Mm-hmm. So, what was the other question?
So I understand that it's individualized, but what is it? What does it entail? Somebody signs up for the program. I mean, what's the time commitment? How much time out of the day are they going to need to take, or the week, or whatever, if they were to do this?
Well, basically, I've worked off of Geary's original workout plan and added to here and there depending on the client. But what he's broken it down into is basically 3 half-hour to 40-minute workouts a week, mm-hmm. where you hit, it's like day one, day two, day three. So that's what you're going to do, is work out a certain group of muscles really hard for a week, for that one day, and you're not going to touch them again for the whole week. Hmm. You're going to give them time. They're going to break down from the tears that are made from the working out. Then they're going to take that time to rebuild, which goes back to what you were saying about making sure you have the right building blocks in your body that week so that your body can repair and rebuild mm-hmm. correctly.
Right.
So then you have the other 2 days, and you're welcome to work out and do other things the rest of the week.
Okay, and then tell us a little bit about what you've got planned for these two demonstrations on the 12th and the 26th.
We'll go into detail, give a demonstration on the actual workouts. Then we'll tour the facility so you can see what's there, all the different kinds of ways you can work out so you don't get bored and become a quitter. And then... you know, you'll get to just, there'll be a January, you know, you can be part of the January special that's there. I lost my train of thought. But you basically are going to be able to ask questions. Okay. We'll have a light refreshment. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to have one of my clients actually come and talk about his experience with the program also.
That would be great. Mm-hmm. You had a test, you know, you told me about a gentleman that had some great success with your program when we had a cup of coffee a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, Steve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us a little
bit? Hey, Steve, if you're listening.
Tell us a little bit about that.
You can't keep him out of the gym now.
Mm-hmm. Really? How old is he?
Steve is, I don't know, how old is Steve?
I don't know. He looks younger now.
Yeah, yeah. He's 70, I guess. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but it's made a huge difference in his life. I'd like to clarify something. You know, we hear this term, oh, that hurts. Well, there's a big difference between hurting and harming. Mm-hmm. When you take something to the maximum safely, it's going to hurt. Mm-hmm. But that hurt is going to become your friend. And harm, it does not harm. That's a whole different picture in itself.
Okay. So you've got these two demonstrations. They're 2 o'clock on the 12th and the 26th at the Paso Sports Club on Union Avenue, correct? Did I
Yes.
get that right? Okay. And is there a way people can reserve a spot if they want to attend one of these meetings?
Well, yeah, they can call the sports club, or they can call either Geary or I individually.
Okay, what's the number?
Oh, for my 530-559-2722
okay,
for me.
Okay.
And then for Geary.
I'm going to change. Mine's 530-410-5270.
Okay.
That's 530. 410-5270.
So they should call you and or can they send you an email if they want?
Sure.
What's your email address?
rlundy73 at gmail.com.
Okay, that'd be great. Well, folks, you know, so is there anything else? We have another minute or two left here. Anything else you want to add to this conversation?
Something, yeah. I'm going to do a demonstration with Rebecca that mm-hmm. wasn't mentioned. Rebecca's 51. I'm going to show, especially for the women, to show them the intensity of which you can train and make wonderful gains and be very happy as a result of it.
Is she going to kick your butt?
she does.
I'll bet she does.
She has her own method.
We won't go down that road, okay? Anyway, you know, I just want to tell the listeners, folks, exercise is the key to a good lifespan. And especially as we get older, and I hate to sound like an evangelist here, but But I'm trying to practice what these guys are preaching a little bit. So I hope to see you at the event on the 12th, because I'm going to go and check this out myself. So on the other side of the hour, we'll be talking to Nate Santos. Thank you guys for being here. We'll be talking to Nate Santos,
Barry,
of Ranchos Los Santos, home of the famous Dancing Horses. Talk to you in about 8 minutes. Bye.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.